The following is a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us. Welcome back for another Big Yield Spotlight. I'm visiting with Kent Kaufman of BigYield.us. Good to be visiting with you today.
Thank you, Kyle.
And, of course, it's summer approaching, starting to warm up a bit, so let's talk about the heat and how it stresses crops.
As all farmers are aware, heat and dry conditions will kill yield. And so too much heat, what it does inside the plant is it lowers the ability of the plant to have CO2 internal inside of it. It inhibits the ability of photosynthetic enzymes like Rubisco, and also inhibits the production of ATP, which is basically it provides the chemical energy for the plant's biochemical reactions. So pretty much it's a triple whammy. Your plants don't have enough CO2 inside because of the heat. They can't take in that CO2 and split it because of the heat, and they can't power their own chemical reactions because of the heat.
So what about soil temperature?
Hot soils can actually be more damaging than the hot air. And so the high temperature in that soil, at least the evaporation of the water, as well as a much higher usage rate of water from the plant to keep up with how much it's losing in the air. So it's cumulative. So the faster the water evaporates, the more the plant wants it, the faster it evaporates. It can also lead to root clumping, which reduces water intake again, which then leads to more root clumping. So it's all cumulative there.
When's the most damaging time for heat stress?
The most damaging time for heat stress is going to be during the flowering stages and the reproductive stages of the plant.
So what can growers do about it?
Well, the first thing that growers can do if they're lucky enough is to have irrigation. Not all farmers have that, but it's very good to put that water in the soil. One of the things whenever you're irrigating, when the temperature increases, it can be beneficial just to add a slight amount of water, a quarter inch or so, even if your soil is not necessarily dry, but it cools down your plants. It's also been shown that corn planted with cover crops can have a soil temperature 8 to 10 degrees cooler than bare earth, especially when that sun's beaten down at 100 degrees in the middle of July. But this can be good or bad depending, you know, if it's in March or April and you got a lower soil temperature there. So it just depends on where you're at and what would work best for you. And also, research has shown that proper soil fertility will minimize the effect of heat. And this is with sufficient macro and micronutrients. And so one of the things that you can do about that is we have a product called Big Sweet Yield DB, and it's great for maximizing soil fertility when your plants need it the most.
So what is Big Sweet Yield DB?
Big Sweet Yield DB is a foliar application. It contains our cold process sweetener, our biological, and our 7 micronutrients that has a shot of N, P, and K. And so what it does is our cold process sweetener will increase the plant's Brix and glucose levels. Our biological jumpstarts the microbial activity in the soil. And our 7 micros give a plant those resources when it needs it the most. We recommend applying our Big Sweet Yield during the reproductive stages of your crops. And I'll even make a run over crops here on the farm when we have 5 days of high heat, no rain, and high winds. Kind of like we did last year a little bit during June in July. And so what happens is you not only get a yield bump when you put it during those stressful times, but it keeps the crops in top health during high stress times, which allows them to fight insect and disease pressure. And so I had a lot less disease issues and fungus like rust issues in those fields that I was able to hit during that heat wave last year.
Big Sweet Yield DB is what we're talking about today with heat stress. If somebody has questions about that, Kent, or any of the other products available with Big Yield, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of us on our website, bigyield.us. We have a great deal of information and videos about everything we do. They can call us. It's 816-773-6096. And they can also stop by the Research Farm on 7 Highway. It's west of Garden City. We have giant signs, and you're not going to miss it.
You're not going to miss it indeed. Kent Kaufman of Big Yield. Yield.us. Looking forward to another trip out there. I was out there earlier this season, and a wonderful facility you got there. Excellent tests you have going on as well, helping out farmers near and far.
Thank you for coming, Kyle.
And we'll be speaking with you again soon on another Big Yield Spotlight. The proceeding has been a paid program. The content provided by BigYield.us.